Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea.
Guard Lewis playing off the ball. Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
That was LeBron James's buzzer beater again at the Magic against the Magic the other night. We're wondering how it would sound in Mandarin. That's right,
Meow.
Mandarin Chinese. The Cleveland Cavaliers, in the midst of a playoff series against the Orlando Magic, agreed over the weekend to sell 15% stake in its franchise to Chinese investors. This is the first major investment by the Chinese in a major American sports team. And with us now is one of our favorite sports dudes, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, or it's Matin. We discussed
Mateen.
I love this. I'm trying to get all Frenchy, but it's not working. You're the sports blogger based in Brooklyn, New York, and we love having you on. So what's the deal? Why is China investing in U.S. sports?
Well, definitely because part of the reason, Yao Ming, of course. The average Chinese fan wants to see the King and Mr. Ming paired up to take the NBA title. And I think that's what the future vision is.
Do Chinese folks, I mean, you know, obviously Yao Ming is huge, but is this sport huge in China?
It's definitely huge. They said there was something like 12 magazines related to the NBA in China. I think it's only going to get bigger. Yao Ming is a huge star, but not only Kobe is a huge star over there. The NBA is a growing market, and China is definitely the future of the NBA's money pool.
What about endorsements, which are such a big part of the sport?
In what sense?
Well, we heard that there's basically a couple of shoe companies, which kind of surprised me, Li Ning and Anta, signing deals with folks including Shaquille O'Neal, who you could argue has kind of passed his glory days. But when you have shoe companies in China investing in black men in the U.S., is there also like this cultural transference factor, like you've seen in Japan, a lot of frankly, worshipfulness of black hip-hop culture?
Definitely. I think, LeBron has said that he wants to become the first sports star to make a billion. He wants to become a global sports icon. He wants to be like a Pele or like Muhammad Ali. The only way you're going to do that is to dip into the market that has the most money.
The only way to do that is to beat the Orlando Magic.
And that is definitely the case. So I think that speaks actually to a whole other piece. For the average Cleveland fan, you want to get this is good business because then they can actually put in the money that's going to get LeBron to stay and help them to build a championship team around them, even if it doesn't happen this year.
Well, you know, when I look at this, and usually you and John are doing most of the chatting because I'm not always the 100% sports person, but to me, this is really a story about aspiration on some level. It's about what we dream to be. And why do you think that being a basketball star, having the basketball Jones, translates as a vision of achievement?
I think that there's a escapist piece of it. They do things that we wish that we could do. And so we look to them as almost as if they're royalty. That's why we call them King James. That's why we know Yao Ming by his one name.
Well, on that note, King James, how about King Ibrahim? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports blogger based in Brooklyn, New York, friend of our show. Thanks for coming in and talking about China's investment, Chinese investors taking a 15% stake in the Cavaliers.
They're going to need to do it.